Okay. We're green. Call our meeting back to order. First thing I see is reinstatement of insurance.
We have that. We also can do purchasing and sheriff. There's okay. No time to loss on
right.
This morning.
Right.
Since they're here, let's just jump on that right now because Nikki has the letters on the reinstatement of insurance on those two employees.
Sounds good.
Is that all right with you since
absolutely.
Jimmy's over here?
Absolutely.
Sorry, Jimmy. I should ask you.
Have a seat there if you like. Or whatever.
I'm giving you guys a copy of Jimmy's review to me and also my bid tabulation.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We have inmate medical services, and we had two responders. We had the company that we have presently, which is Health Professionals, and then we also have a new responder, Advanced Correctional Healthcare. Advanced Correctional Healthcare presented us two options. Option number one did not contain pharmaceuticals, so it was not considered. Option number two was compared against Health Professionals' option. The way it worked, Jimmy, on his paperwork, and I'll let him tell you about that, he did some adjustments because they actually put an average daily population and per diem rate higher than what we're hoping that they would bring it down.
Say that again, Linda. I wasn't listening.
On the ADP, the average daily population rate,
yes.
They gave us a price of 150 inmates. So if you look in the decrease column, we are wanting them to, if they will recalculate down to the average daily population of 95.
Okay. And that's, is that the 213, what, 937?
What I basically done was I advanced, they bid on the average daily population of 95, which is pretty much where we're at. So I recalculated HPLs down to the average daily population of 95 using their per diem that they bid, which puts both of them bidding on the same average daily population, so you can compare apples to apples that way.
And that's the 213-937.
Right.
Okay.
That also includes, currently we're using a doctor and a psychologist. Both of these wanted to know, and both were advised that they could bid this time with a physician's assistant and what they call a qualified mental health specialist. Both operate under a physician and at the physician's direction, but it decreased us $11,300 by going that way instead of with the physician on site.
Okay, Jimmy, on Health Professionals, it says mental health adjusts $1,300.
That's
physical. That's what you're talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. By adjusting down from the psychologist to the qualified mental health specialist and from the physician down to physician assistant.
But the other company, same way,
yes.
Apples to apples?
Yes, they both bid right. The same way on that.
Okay.
So the advanced care is?
Advanced health care is going to, they are $43,674.87 less than HPL, which actually, under this year's contract, they're going to be $54,974.87 less.
So is it your recommendation to go to advanced?
After adjusting everything down to where they're equal and looking at all, on a ADP of 95, yes, I would, and actually if you go up to a higher ADP, advanced is going to be even
bigger
more savings.
Yeah.
So I have spoke. I'm familiar with both of them. Both of them are very professional companies. I'm very, very satisfied that Advance would give us as good a service, if not better, than HPL.
And
I would recommend them.
And they do other counties too.
They do other. Yeah, they're a correctional healthcare system, and they do several different counties.
Motion for approval of advanced correctional health care for the
inmates.
Sheriff's Inmate Medical Services.
Second.
I know in the discussion, I know in the past, Christian County and some other close counties had used the same, which was an advantage to us. Possibly they'll be changing over too with lower rate.
If they rebid, I would say that they'd be looking
when they
at
rebid.
It.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good. Anything else? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You've got
I'm
one
still
more.
Working on the office supply.
Okay.
So if I can meet with you gentlemen later, that would be wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'll have to go ahead and send the contracts and get that off.
Bob.
Linda, you was talking about you're still working on that. Do you have a number of bidders?
Yes, I have. We have four responders, and we had an evaluation team meet with them. So I'm still putting everybody's comments and everything together. So.
You said something, Danny, brought a question. Do we need to say, okay, sign in the contract after Bob has reviewed it so they don't have to come back on this again? You know what I'm saying?
Because it's a new vendor. We haven't reviewed the contract, have we?
Right. We don't want to.
So let's
make another motion, maybe.
You may amend the motion.
We can't amend it. We have to start with an R.
Revise?
We can just make another motion. Why don't you just change, take the same motion Danny made, and then put after and sign after legal review.
Yeah, well, just add it to that
add it
second,
to it.
And that'll be.
Because we got to add, you're right, legal review's got to be in there because it's a new vendor. We don't have the same contract as last year.
Okay, is that a motion?
Let's just.
Adding that to a motion?
What is that word?
And we haven't left it.
Well, it's a vote, so we have to recall the vote and then motion to reconsider last vote. Dan, you second that.
I'll second it.
Okay, we vote on that.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Now, amend your motion.
Amend the motion to after attorney's review.
Okay, and then I'll second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion to reconsider, I've been studying that, is that if you're on the prevailing side, you can have a motion to reconsider, which you have to vote to do that, and then you can vote to
add or whatever, subtract.
We awarded the inmate health services to a new vendor, and you have not reviewed their contracts.
I understand.
Right, so we had to amend our motion. We made a motion to award it, but then we had to make a motion for legal review.
Before you approve it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Good.
Yeah, we had to catch ourselves. So.
Okay. That ought to do that. So we'll move
there.
On to. What would we like to do next?
Nixie.
Nixie?
I haven't called her that before.
So, do you have Nixie, agenda? Like in
Nixie?
I'm first.
West of Ozark?
Reinstatement of insurance letter that we need to send to Mercy Health Plans. I've already typed the letter.
Has everyone seen it?
Yes. Yeah. I just need you guys to approve it.
Motion to approve letters of insurance reinstatement for what, those two employees?
There's actually three, and I asked or mentioned that to.
Was it three employees? We didn't vote on the third.
Start to call you Nick.
Voted on it, yeah, but I think Chuck's wanting to add that too now.
Okay, well, we can do.
Their names are all listed on.
Why
there,
don't so. We put this off until we do our
executive.
Next vote, so we're not doing.
Just hold that. We'll do it when executive for Bob and her personnel, and then we'll. I guess they're going to reinstate the third employee, and then we'll have that signed after that. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I promise not to spill coffee on it or anything.
Okay. You might promise.
I promise I won't spill coffee on it. Can I jump in real fast while Nikki? It's Nikki's time. Nikki came to, Rick came to me and then Nikki came to me also. The ladies upstairs buy office supplies, obviously for our office and other offices. With the new credit card system we've got, we get cash back if we use credit card.
Right.
And inadvertently, there was a person not in our commission office that ordered a credit card for our upstairs commission office, assigned to the to you, right?
To the office.
And it hasn't been signed yet. But the question is, is it all right for them to have a credit card under the new RVEST plan so that they can apply to order credit, to order office supplies that we can get our 1% cash back? Is it all right to have a credit card in their name? They have it. It's been issued, but not been signed.
But
it's not been signed yet.
It hasn't been signed. Nothing's been opened on it. If you guys have decided not to allow that, obviously we wouldn't get the 1% back when we're ordering office supplies.
But
we just give it back and they send it back to our.
It was ordered in another office inadvertently, but for our office, and that was kind of. We just need to get that, either decide yes or no. If we're not going to, we just send the credit card back. But once again, it's 1% savings. That's why they were thinking that, I think, the office.
So, the previous system, that really doesn't have anything to do with your question, but while it's on my mind, when we had the other card system, did we have a card in the office?
No.
Mm-mm.
So anything we bought did not go through the purchase card then? Procurement
correct.
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 And so this would be a change and
possible 1% savings to the county.
Anything we use is a 1% savings.
I make a motion that we go ahead and approve.
Let's not motion, just how about three agreements?
All right.
Is that right with you guys? We didn't have it posted.
So
we'll keep it locked up in the lockbox like we do Bob's.
What kind of limits? Is there limits?
They had set them.
The office, the auditor's office.
They have a daily limit and then also a monthly limit.
Okay.
But as long as we're all good with it.
So the folks that got this started are approve of it or they wouldn't have done it.
The credit card company?
No. The folks that ordered the card,
yes.
It's good for them or they wouldn't have done
it. But I just want to make sure you guys were okay with that before we started in using it.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. And Danny's fine with it. So.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Okay. The agenda for this week, just want you guys to review it. After this morning, there's a couple of things obviously that need to be posted. You talked about the DNR/ozone letter. That can you look at your calendars and help me out here since I don't have my computer in front of me?
Tomorrow is really full for me, so tomorrow won't happen. We are having it looks like a 1 o'clock meeting possibly on Wednesday.
There's also the airport bid opening on Wednesday, which was set up prior to your decision.
To the change?
Yes.
So at 9 o'clock, why didn't we have the...
I have a 8 o'clock breakfast meeting. Oh, that's Thursday. I'm looking at it. I'm sorry. Wednesday.
Wednesday.
What's your Wednesday at 9:30-ish look like?
I'm fine.
I thought that you had something going on.
I did too, but it's not there.
10 and...
Let's just have it right after we have approval of minutes and payroll and the airport board opening. It's not even posted time on it. Just right in that.
It's fine with me.
Well, I'm trying to think why we wouldn't move our... Taney County, we have two meetings this week, just the Taney County Advisory Board. We're going to try to nominate some people to get on that board. We have a second meeting. I scheduled a second meeting at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, but I don't know why 1 o'clock.
You had some other things going on.
I thought I did too, but there's nothing on there. There's nothing on my calendar. Let's move the 1 o'clock on Wednesday to make it like 9:30 and put the letter at 9:30 also, or 9:15.
Yeah,
how do you have that posted? How do you, the wording on it?
The letter. I just put clean air. Oh, DNR letter. How about DNR letter?
Yep.
Because we're writing it to DNR. DNR letter for clean air. How's that?
Sounds good.
And you'll move the on the 23rd Wednesday. You'll move it to.
If I get back upstairs and my calendar shows something different.
Would you let me know? Because this calendar doesn't show it.
Yes.
We're still having some calendar issues. Just
can we, on the Transportation Advisory Board, can my colleagues put a list of who they're considering, and I can do the same, so leave with Nikki. So
yep.
I've had one request yesterday, and
if like you to know all who give I'm me thinking names, about. I can put them all in one sheet.
I'm sending you an email right now and letting you check the addresses, because we're trying to put the name with its district. So,
okay.
But I'll definitely get that to her right now.
Okay.
So if the other two,
I'll do the
get
same at well. All right.
Last week, we talked about the MNIE having elected officials talking to them. Chuck, I think you were going to do that, but then you came back to me and said, go ahead and schedule a meeting and have them all be a part of that. Are we still trying to schedule that?
I didn't communicate well, evidently. What I was saying was I would like us just to sit down with everybody initially and talk about what we're doing.
Okay. One big meeting then?
Yeah. We haven't had a elected officials time together for quite some time, and put that as our main or our first topic. And Jimmy brought up parking on the street. I don't know what kind of issues there might be out there. And maybe the elected officials don't want to, but I think it would be good to at least offer the possibility that these are whatever issues we've got.
And the other thing is, the new handbook is, I've had enough feedback. I think Jimmy is the only person I haven't met with. Jimmy and Jeff Merrill they wanted to be involved before the rough draft came out. As soon as those guys review it, then we can have a big powwow together with the new handbook revisions. Most of it's just technicalities of law changes, but there is a couple proposals in there. But what do you think of next week, Chuck?
Just whenever it works out for folks, and maybe Nikki could put down, pick a couple of three dates that work for us, and send it out to all the elected officials and see if they'd be interested in what issues we're thinking about. And if they don't want to participate, they could drop us a note or give us a call on their points or thoughts on those issues.
So this meeting would be for any concerns that they have.
Exactly.
Bring them up.
Yep. But meet in here, put our tables together.
Like 2 hours?
I'd allow at least an hour and a half. I mean, we can go at that point, go over the health, the new handbook, go over the meals and I&E, and we can go over parking and then any procedural issues. It just got a lot of topics, and the handbook's going to take about an hour.
Okay.
It didn't take about that hour when I went through it for the first time with you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, at least an hour and a half. But I'm seeing the 30th. That gives everyone enough time on their calendar. The 30th.
It looks like we talk to Jimmy and Jeff prior to?
We'll have to. I mean, we'll just have to schedule that anyway. But I think the 30th, what's your 30th look like for you, Chuck? Anything in the morning?
Got something at 1 o'clock.
How about look at 9 o'clock? 9 to 11 on the 30th is one date.
That's fine.
And then look at Friday, maybe the 2nd, as from 9 to 11 on that day.
I don't like that. That's the day before the election. And
day before 4th of July.
4th of July.
Yeah.
Okay.
There may be several people who are gone.
Okay, so try the 30th as one option, and then the following week, let's try the 6th. Tuesdays actually are Monday. I'm gone the 8th and 9th. We have BOE starting on the Wednesday. Oh, my. How about...
Do you want me to just try and push for the 30th?
You'll have to start it before BOE. You know,
we got to push for the 30th. I don't see... Because the 29th, we're busy. I'm busy. The 28th is next Monday. I may not give enough people time.
Do not put anything on the 27th or 29th. Additional police.
29th, I'm full. Yeah, like 27th? Is it, no,
That is when we were going to have the candidates come that you had phone interviews with for the executive director.
On what day?
27th or 29th.
27th of July?
Yes.
Okay, I'm on June. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, that's way up.
Okay.
27th and 29th. Mm-hmm. I see you. You may want to get that on our calendars just so we block the time. I think we push for the 30th of June.
Fine with me.
Why don't you block the time and see if we can't make that happen, Nikki?
Okay, I will.
But the interviews are going to be the 27th, 29th of July for the Economic Development Director.
She's working with their calendars right now.
Okay. Working towards that, anyway.
Yes.
Since we're on the subject, here's kind of a tentative agenda. I wanted you guys to look at it, give me nods before I start contacting everyone, because it's going to get kind of
Nikki and I kind of sat down and talked about, when we bring the candidates in here, what are we trying to do? So I gave her some ideas of what we would do with each candidate so we could see them in a different environment versus sitting them on a desk. So you can kind of see the schedule there.
I mean, if you guys want to flip-flop, do some things differently, add other entities for them to speak to. I just kind of need some feedback from you guys.
I like this. I mean, it's better than winging it.
And that would allow me to contact, other city administrators and mayors to make sure they're going to be available on those days and those times.
And this way,
I'd like to leave the option open for any of the commissioners to go to any of the meetings, whether it be morning, lunch, or afternoon. Post it as a meeting.
If we do, I was just going to say, if you do that, I'll have to post something, because if two of you are together.
Right. Well, we don't have to decide this right now, do we? We just have to decide on the dates.
The dates, the 27th and 29th are the day. Are you guys of July? Are you okay with
those two
setting
dates?
Setting those dates aside. One would come one day, one would come another.
Right. Yeah. Looks good.
And we'll work on that some more, but I don't have a problem with that in concept, Chuck. So, but you're good, Nikki, on the dates.
Okay.
I'm fine with the dates.
Helen just brought copies of checks for Bradleyville, what was spent.
Okay.
All right.
I just wish I saw those. Just one Helen.
Just want to give you also a heads up. We were mailed a check by Jefferson Bus Line to the county, and Jefferson Bus Line is not with us. The arrangement with Jefferson Bus Line is with Avis, so I'm in the process of talking. This is that monthly fee that they're paying Avis, but they wrote the check to us. So I'm going to contact Jeff to see if he got a check or what's going on, and then there's two options, but the easiest option for the Avis person would for us to collect the money and write a check from us to them. That'd be the easiest, but I don't know if that's the right way. So anyway, just to let you know, we received a check Friday, and Helen has it in her vault. And so we figure out, I was going to contact Davis on, because that's not our money.
Okay, review me. So the money is really Avis's money?
Yeah.
Then why don't we just return the check?
Well, we just canceled the contract. I'm making sure the money doesn't get lost.
Okay.
And they at least get something. I'm concerned if we can, since we canceled the check, They may not.
Avis might not get it.
Anyway. Yeah,
I see. Speaking of airport, I had a question. What's the, back on Wednesday the 23rd, we got an airport bid opening. What are we bidding there?
The LPA grant, which is the MoDOT grant, for the taxi resurfacing.
Yes.
It is the bid for that grant money that MoDOT's given us. That the LPA group is actually administering that grant on behalf of MoDOT for the airport.
Okay.
So this is the grant specs that, not the grant, the specs for the bid were written by Mark Parent and Linda. Linda put out for bid,
and that we're opening the respondents of that bid for that project, which is grant money.
Okay. So this is for
the taxiway resurfacing.
Resurfacing, so that's moving forward.
It is. The bid had to be written in a specific way because MoDOT didn't want to guarantee the money unless the money came in a certain level. And so Linda had to be very creative on how she wrote it. It's basically saying, you'll be awarded it if the money does come, kind of okay. thing. But it's specifically for, it's not enough to not enough money now to do the entire taxiway, but it's some replacement of taxiway, some overlaying some taxiway, some tarmac areas. And so that's what the, how the bid was written. But Nikki said, with our new process of bids being opened at the 9 o'clock meeting on Mondays, this was before that. So that's why it'll be opened on Wednesday versus a normal Monday. But that's what that is.
Okay.
Nikki, I think we're good. I'm good with this whole thing.
I'm fine. Very well.
Okay. Are you okay?
Talking about our agenda here. Yep.
Okay. The auditor's office emailed me last week at a guardian ad litem invoice. I have documentation here. Just need to know where it needs to come out of. It's for $507.30.
Is that public administrator? Where are we
Brenda's
going?
Office said that they were not paying it. And Joanna was asking where it needs to come out of.
Have we ever had one of these before?
And the court has done this type of thing before where we had to pay.
Do you know where it came out? Can you find out where we did it last time?
Probably professional services.
Probably so.
Under 114. Because that's what it's stating right there.
Well, I thought we had a discussion with the judge about that.
Now, is this for
look at that one,
public administrator stuff? Or?
I guess Bill McCullough was supposed to have a conversation with you guys. Obviously, he has not.
You want to ask Bob, but I bet you it's 114 professional services. It's legal fees is what it is.
That's what we've... When this has happened in the past, that's where we've taken it out.
Okay.
Joanna was just asking because she didn't know.
Well, it talks about incapacity and disabilities, so it's...
But the recipient of the money is an attorney, so the guardian ad litem.
Guardian ad litem is an attorney who's appointed to represent one of the parties that Carol.
Right.
So it came out of the professional services line item, most likely.
Yeah. So I got an order put in my box from the judge ordering that it be paid. I think the attorney was McCullough.
Right.
And I gave a copy to the auditor's office, and they said that they needed to wait until they get a request from Carol for that to be paid, and that's the last I knew of it.
Okay.
Okay?
Gentlemen, I heard you talking about your agenda, so I just wanted to bring you your BOE appointments as of today. And you can see that your first day is filled, and that'll give you an idea of where you're going there.
My goodness.
Don't look so excited.
You see thrill all over our faces.
Yes, I could.
Wow. It's not in a three-ring binder. That's encouraging. Last year it was in a three-ring binder.
Last week, one of our treadmills stopped working downstairs. Had Phil take a look at it.
Yes.
It needs a sensor. It's $65. Things like this would be what we would use the money that would come into, like, a fundraiser that we'd have.
And you're working with Mr. Paulson for the legality, I think. I think I had Jillian put it on Bob's calendar.
Okay.
So that this actually gets addressed.
And then still waiting to hear back on the instructor.
That's
legally.
That's the other thing on his list. That's the
okay.
two things he's supposed to get with you on.
Okay.
I'm fine with the $65 with the sensor for the treadmill.
I just want to, like,
I'm fine with it. Do I have anybody else who's nodding?
I just wondered what the legalities were on the other deal first. I'd rather wait for Bob's opinion. How many we got down there? We just had one donated last week.
There's three down there.
Is that counting the one that's donated?
Then there will be four. We haven't picked the other one up yet.
That's
we hadn't even gone out to, you know, take a look at it.
Well, then let's just hold off on that.
Why don't we look at the one that got donated, and then we'll make a decision legally on what we can do on the other deal.
Okay.
Okay.
Refresh my memory. Legally on...
The Wellness Center Committee wants to have a fundraiser, raise money.
Take a lunch and just have people donate.
Okay. So that they can raise money to fix the equipment.
For things like this that would come up because we don't have a budget.
Repairs and so on and so forth.
So... All right.
So we're going to stall that, sounds like.
We're going to stall it.
Okay.
Yeah. Is your committee going to go out and look at the thing that was donated?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
All right. Are we ready to go back to Bradleyville? What are you going to do next?
Let's get Bob out of the way, if it's all right.
All right.
He's got a generator maintenance plan to review. I think that's on his list also.
It's right here.
He's reviewed it.
Yes.
Okay, so if you would summon Bob and Jillian, we can start working on that fun stuff.
Dixie, you've got something for us?
I was just going to give Nikki
Okay. Got a little note for her? While we're idling here, I made the Branson Chamber Legislative Affairs meeting Friday. Good as always. One item that came up was... the Lake Teneycomo cleanup that you brought up last week, and folks were interested in it, of course. It is on the same day. Somebody made, I think it was Monica, made note that same day of the Ironman conference.
Is it really?
But probably folks that are going to be doing that maybe would be doing the Ironman. So anyway, something else, Nikki?
Yes. As far as this letter that you're going to discuss in personnel, I'll have to do two more letters, one for Mercy, one for Delta Dental, and one for Assurant Life.
Okay.
So there will be three that needs to be signed. So you can include that in here.
Mercy, Delta, and what did you say?
Assurant Life.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then I have copies of the information that dropped out in there.
Okay.
Would you just put it in our mailboxes upstairs?
Yes, sir.
That was the other issue that came up Friday was that I brought up. And it got to be in a long, long conversation. I apologize, but Chip mentioned that he was happy to hear the conversation. He thought everybody was interested in that is the FEMA situation that we've talked about with Rob this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy... Senator Bond offered to talk to him. Let's see what else happened there. But anyway, it's quite a long conversation. My understanding when, what was his name, Scott Zeller or whoever came and spoke to us, my understanding was that the maps included stopped at certain places that didn't do the whole creek, and now they're going to expand the creeks.
Right.
And so the bottom line there is that there's areas that are currently are not affected by the floodplain maps that will be affected by the floodplain maps. And that's that's a big issue.
Yeah, they're yeah.
Anyhow, everybody that was there seemed to be interested. Said he's and everybody was there. So the question that came up, I didn't ask while we were talking about that, was the new maps are being done because of the minimum flow issue, the 5 foot issue. I didn't pick up on that.
There's two reasons. That one issue, the other one is they're digitizing our area. If the original conversation, they're making it more electronic, our maps, and so they chose ours because of the minimum flow being changed. That's why we got moved on the list. They're actually going to do all the counties in the state.
So the reason I asked that question is, if they're redoing the maps because of the minimum flow issue and the 5 foot, that indicates that we're going to have changes.
Lots of changes.
But I think that was before your day. Danny and I sat through a meeting at Taney Center. As I remember, Mr. Biggs that spoke there was talking about how it wasn't going to change us. Am I remembering that right, Dan?
Yeah, but they double-talked us. I mean, from our other conversations, till I couldn't tell you what their intent is.
I'm of the same mind, but this seems to say that we're going to have changes.
Yeah.
With what?
With water level.
Oh,
on the lake.
We're going to do the generator contractor first, and then we'll do it. Bob, I know we can do the generator contractor in public.
Mm-hmm.
You reviewed it?
Yeah, I reviewed it. We added a signature page that's correct. I mean, it's not the greatest, but basically it's their form. I have no problem with it. I added our signature page, so...
Motion to approve the generator maintenance contract.
That's with Fabic, correct?
That's right.
With the new judicial center.
Generators.
You got a price there in front of you, Bob? Cost?
The cost per service, June 10th, $325, $1150 on September 10th, and $1575 on December 10th. For a contract total per year of
$3,050. $3,050. I'll add that to my motion.
Second the motion. Linda surely made a phone call or two to other vendors.
Yes, but we have
not required to, but
we're pretty specific. It's a Caterpillar, right. So we're pretty limited on
kind of like
can.
A sole source almost.
Yep.
Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
We need to make a second copy of it and have you sign both copies, but this is the copy.
Why don't you give that to Jillian? She'll make a second copy and we'll get them signed at the same time.
All right. All right. I can add that to my list of things I did last week.
Anything else we can do in open?
Nothing else in open, is it?
Okay.
Motion go to executive for personnel litigation and real estate, which is 610-021, 22, and 23.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. See you, Brad.